The case has drawn much attention in both Japan and South Korea. It follows a ruling by the same court in early January that ordered the Japanese government to pay the 12 plaintiffs 100 million won, or just under $90,000 each. The Japanese government claimed this was a violation of international law on the basis of sovereign immunity, a principle that allows a state to be shielded against the jurisdiction of foreign courts. This time round, however, the court, under a different panel of judges, ruled in the opposite direction and said the principle applied. A decision in favour of the plaintiffs would have further strained relations between the two countries. Tensions have grown after a series of South Korean court rulings in 2018 that ordered Japanese firms to pay compensation for forced labour during the war. Phoebe Amoroso, Tokyo.